We are really delighted to be in Ireland as representatives of the Holy Land. We are 33 persons only. We didn't succeed to have more. We wanted to be more than that. Our group comes from Jordan, Palestine, Israel, and also from the diaspora in the USA. There's a couple who is joining us in this time. So we really represent the Holy Land in its different rites, liturgies. We have Maronites, Greek Catholics, Latins, even some are Greek Orthodox. We came here for many reasons. First of all, to represent the Holy Land. We are happy to receive millions of pilgrims every year in our country, but we know that Irish people, Irish Catholics, are happy to receive also thousands of people for this occasion. Second reason, we came as solidarity with this church, which suffered last time a big crisis, and the religious practice dropped very much. We feel the difference between the Ireland of 2012 and the Ireland 50 years ago. We came as a solidarity to pray with this suffering church in order to overcome its crisis. And third reason, we came to deepen our faith of the Eucharist. The Eucharist as presence, Eucharist as donation, as sacrifice of Christ and of the Church, Eucharist as communion with Christ and with each other. So really we feel we have to learn here, not only to be witnesses of something, it is true we are witnesses, but we want to learn more about how to live the Eucharist on a daily basis.
It seems that in today's world it's becoming increasingly difficult, however, to live that communion, and the practice of the Sunday, keeping Sunday as a holy day, in countries where it always has been, is declining, whereas in countries such as the countries in the Holy Land, you have to try extra hard to practice your faith on Sundays. What do you think the faithful from the Holy Land can teach the Irish, or perhaps encourage the Irish in the practice of their faith?
Yes. You know, a Christian who goes to Mass on Sunday afternoon, it means that he goes after a full day of work. He works 8 hours, and after that, he goes to Mass. It's a big sacrifice, because Sundays is no more a holy day in the Holy Land. It's either Friday or Saturday. So it's a big sacrifice. Maybe we can witness this in Ireland and say, despite all difficulties, we stick to this holy tradition of celebrating Eucharist on the day in which the Lord created the world, but also in which the Lord recreated the world through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and also through the Pentecost, which happened also on a Sunday. So we are proud of this practice, which started in Jerusalem and which continues everywhere, the Sunday Mass.
What impression have you had of Ireland and the Irish?
Really, to say the truth, we arrived this morning after a sleepless night. Still, we are tired. But our first impression that the Irish Church has prepared a huge program. I wish that thousands and thousands may come to attend this Congress. Still, we don't have the required numbers, that expected numbers of people. But I feel that the Irish Church took very seriously this Congress, prepared very well, and invited the top theologians of the world to have catechesis, to have workshops, to give conferences, lectures upon the different meanings of the sacraments, Eucharist. So really, it's a big, big hard work that has been done. We know this from the website of the Eucharistic Congress. And we are eager to start the 3 days of participation after tomorrow. 13, 14, 15 are our 3 days of participation. We are really very eager to start that.